Okay. So you guys said you guys wanted to hear like a drunken story time. Sorry, I'm still drinking wine. I have to work tomorrow morning. I don't know why I'm still drinking, but anyway. Oh God. I'm just gonna like tackle the story of the time that I broke my grandma's toilet. Just because, like, my whole family thinks it's hilarious and they bring it up every time that there's holidays around. It's the worst thing. And then I'll try to, like, tackle some of the questions you guys asked me. Okay. So, God, I'm so stupid. I'm so sorry if you guys think I sound like an idiot right now because I'm drunk. A couple of years back, my mom is from, well, my grandma lives in, like, this little town in Mexico. And a couple of years back, like you guys probably know about like the Mexican drug wars and shit, like how like there's like a bunch of like Mexican drug, I just said that. There's a bunch of like drug stuff going on in Mexico. It's awful. It really is. I'm not even kidding. But my mom is from a state in Mexico where like the drug thing isn't really a big deal. But I guess this year, like this, not this year, like the year that this happened, there was, so we, my mom lives in like this tiny little town where there's like not really, there's no internet, like no telephones, like no, we get like three channels on the TV. It's a really, really small, like little ranch, like a little farm town. And the particular year that we were there, we usually go during the holidays, the particular holiday season that we were there. They found like a refrigerator full of human heads like on, oh my God, did I just laugh? What if like the cartel hunts me down? Please don't hunt me down. I don't know anything about you guys. I'm really worried right now, like what if like the cartel hunts me down for my audios? my God, what if they do? Okay, so like they apparently something happened like on the side of the road, and like they, it was just like it scared everybody who was like from the surrounding towns or whatever. And so New Year's, like we spend Christmas with our family obviously, and then New Year's came around, and then we asked like everybody from the town that was our age, like was going into town, into like the biggest largest town, which is Zacatecas City, to like celebrate New Year's. And Mexico, like the drinking age is 18, so we're like, okay, well, we'll just ask our parents if we can go. And our parents were like the ones that were like, no, absolutely not, it's not safe, you know, they just found all this stuff and like you guys can't go. And we're like, all right then, whatever. So it was me and my two cousins, let's just call them Daisy and Sarah. Oh, Sarah, not the same Sarah from last time, it's just a safe name, I guess. And so, like, I'm with my two cousins, Daisy and Sarah, and we're like the only ones from like the whole town that didn't get to go into like Zacatecas City to like party, right, for New Year's, and we're upset. So we're like, damn, like it's New Year's, we're gonna have to spend the fucking New Year's by ourselves here in this dumb town, like what the fuck? And so, it strikes New Year, like, dun, it's like 12 o'clock, and then we see this truck coming up. My grandma lives like on a hill, and we see this truck coming up the hill, and we're like, what the fuck is that? Like, who the fuck didn't go to this thing, you know, and is coming to visit us? And it's like my cousin Sarah's cousin, his name's Philip, and he came up the town. He was like, oh, well, I didn't go because I got out of town. I got out of work too late. And what are you guys still doing here? And we're like, well, we're mad because they didn't let us go. And he's like, well, I have a bottle of tequila in my truck. Like, if you guys want to go up to like the mountains, we can just drink and look at the city lights. And we're like, oh fuck yeah, we want to do that. So, we're like, yeah, hell yeah. So like, Philip comes inside and talks to our parents, and our parents love him, and they're like, oh yeah, of course, it's Philip. Let them go, you know, whatever. They're not going into like the actual city. Let them go into the mountains and drink or whatever. Do they didn't know we had a bottle, but they're like, yeah, let them. It's New Year's, whatever. They're 18, so we had this bottle of tequila, and we go up to the outskirts of like the town that my mom's from, and you can see all of the city lights there, and it's beautiful. And my family owns like acres of like peaches, like peach trees. Like, we grow peaches, that's our thing. And so we're out like near where we have the acres, and we're just hanging out, and it's beautiful. And then me and my cousin start drinking, and Philip were like, "You're gonna drink with us?" And he's like, "No, I have to drive you guys back. Like, you guys don't know how to get out here. I'm not gonna drink." So like, me, my cousin Sarah, and my cousin Daisy, we start drinking, and then like my cousin Daisy's is a twin, and she's like, "I'm just like so upset. I'm so upset because Ashley's not here. Ashley's her twin sister." And she's like, "Ashley's not here with me. It's the first time I get drunk without Ashley. And oh my God, she couldn't get the time off of work." And then Sarah is like, "My aunt just died and her kids don't have parents. And what are her kids going to do?" Her aunt just died. Awful car crash. But like, Sarah's like, "Oh, well, my cousins are going to have to like, you know, live the rest of their lives without their mom." And she's like crying. We somehow, these three very, very like 18 year olds, 5'4", you know, petite, thin girls, kill this bottle of tequila. How? Who knows? We're downing that shit. We're wasted. And we're just crying, and I'm crying, and I'm like, "Why did my dad leave my mom?" This happened when I was 9. My dad left when we were 9, when I was 9. And I'm like, "Why doesn't my dad love me?" It was the stupidest thing. And so like, my cousin Sarah and Daisy were at the top of this like the mountain, right? And my cousin Sarah's like, I need to throw up. And I'm like, "Just wait till we get to grandma's." And she's like, "No." So she opens, like, she climbs over me, opens, because I was the closest one. It was like Philip, Daisy, Sarah, and then me. Sarah reaches over. We were in like a pickup, and she opens the door, and I fall out of the pickup because I didn't know she was gonna open the fucking pickup. And I fall out of the pickup, and she gets out, and then she's like crawling, gets up, starts throwing up. And then like Daisy gets out, and she starts throwing up too. And I'm just like kind of staring at them like, "What the fuck are you guys doing? Like, are you guys serious right now? You guys are throwing up? Fucking weak." So I get back in the truck. Philip gets back in the truck. They both get back in the truck, and then we drive into town. By the time we get back to like the city where my mom is, to my grandma's house, it's like super, super stormy. Like, the wind is terrible. I get out of the truck, and I hadn't thrown up. I was fine. And the air hits me. And I don't know if you guys have this also in every fucking like culture, but like when the air hits you when you're fucked up, it fucks you up even more. So like the air hits me, and I'm just like, "Oh my God, I need to pee. Sarah and Daisy have like sobered up by this point, because they've already thrown up their guts at the fucking mountain after crying. And I run into my grandma's bathroom, and I'm in there like coughing. Not coincidental, because I'm coughing right now. But I'm like in there coughing, and then like peeing. I'm peeing in there, and then Daisy's like knocking on the door. She's like, "It's cold. Can you go open the door?" Because my grandma's bathroom is like separated from her house. Like, it's kind of a few feet away from her house. And so we were trying to come up with a story, because all three of us were like drunk. But I was way drunker than they were, because they had already thrown up. And so like, Daisy's knocking on the door, and she was like, can you open the door? I was like, "Dude, I'm on the toilet. Can you chill? Like, I'm peeing." And she was like, "Dude, open the door. It's cold." So I get up like with my pants around my fucking ankles, and I like open the door, and she's like, "Dude, you're fucked up." And I'm like, "Yeah, I am, bitch. You fucking threw up there at the mountains while I'm staring at the fucking beautiful lights." And she's like, "Are you okay? Just throw up. Do you want to put my finger down your throat?" And I'm like, "No, don't put anything in my mouth. I just need to chill. I need to pee." And so like, I'm peeing. I don't know if it was because of the air that hit me when I, like, got out of the pickup truck, but all of a sudden I, like, start stumbling. My pants are on my fucking knees. I don't know where my pants are. I don't know what's going on. I'm wearing a coat. And then all of a sudden I'm, like, trying to lean against, like, the water filter. Like, not the water filter, like, the water reserve in the back of the fucking toilet. And I'm like, I'm fine. And my cousin's like, "You're going to tip it over." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "You're putting your full weight on it." And I'm like, "I'm not that heavy." And she's like, "I know, but still." And then it's like she fucking karmas it into the fucking existence, into the universe. And then this thing falls over. Of course, there's like a hose attached to it. So then the water starts going everywhere. I feel like I'm in Niagara High, like falls, and I'm like freaking out. There's water everywhere. By this point, I already knocked this thing down. I'm on the floor and I'm like crying. I'm like crying. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God, I broke the toilet. Oh my God, there's water everywhere. Do we turn the water off? And then my cousin's like, relax, relax. And then Philip walks in the bathroom and he's like, what's going on? And my cousin's like, no, go away, go away, go away, go away. So she like closes the bathroom and she's like, what do we do? And I'm like, turn the water off. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. And my other comes in and she's like, what's going on? And I'm like, turn the water off. And she's like, I don't know how to do that. So then they tell Philip to leave. He leaves. They go in the house and like they're trying to get my aunt to get up to come turn the water off. My mom is a psychotic person and they don't want to wake her up, right? So then they're like, my cousin goes in the room, Daisy. She goes in the room and she's like telling my aunt. She's like, What can be a good name? Carrie. Let's just call me Carrie. She goes in the bath. She goes in the room and she's like, Mom. Mom, wake up. She's talking to her mom. She's like, Mom. And my aunt's like, what? And she's like, Carrie's really drunk in the bathroom and we broke the toilet. And my aunt's like, what are you talking about? And then my cousin's like, Carrie's really drunk in the bathroom, but she doesn't want my aunt to find out about it. Not realizing that my mom's laying right beside her mom. And my mom's like, Carrie did what? And then my cousin's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But Carrie's really upset. She doesn't want you to see her like this. My mom gets out of bed, comes to the bathroom. And then I just remember I'm sitting on the floor crying hysterically. I look over at the door and my mom's standing right there with her arms crossed. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, my mom is seeing me right now. I broke the toilet. I'm drunk. I'm laying on the ground. I'm done. And so I start crying and I'm like, Mom. I'm crying and I'm like, Mom, please don't see me like this. Please don't look at me. And Mom's like, what the fuck is happening? And like, there's water going everywhere. It looks like we're like at fucking... what is it? Not Niagara Falls. What is the other one called? Yosemite. It looks like we're at Yosemite Park. And then she's like, my mom's like standing there at the door laughing her ass off. She's like, what the fuck is happening? And then my cousins are like, well, it's because we threw up at the mountain and she didn't throw up there and she's fucked up. And my mom's like, how did she break the toilet? And my cousin's like, I don't know. She flipped it over. It fell. So then my mom's like, you guys need to, she's wet, like her pant, everything's wet, like you guys need to pick her up. So like, I get up and then my cousins put me in the shower and like showered me and it was stupid. And then the point, this is the worst part about it, I had gotten this like brand new, like this was back in the day when like the blueberry, like, was it blueberries? No, blackberries. I'm so stupid. So I had like a brand new BlackBerry and it was like a nice one. I had just gotten it and it was nice. It was like the one that had like the full keyboard on it. And I was super excited about my BlackBerry. It had a really good camera on it. Of course, nothing like the new phones, but you know, whatever. And so like, I'm really excited about my BlackBerry. And then I had just gotten it and my cousins like had thrown up that night and they showered me. And then my mom threw my clothes in a... Listen, my mom threw my clothes in like a thing of water, like a, what do you call it? Like a un bote. I don't know how you say it in Spanish. Like, not a jar, because it's a jar so small, like a thing of water. I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what it's called. She threw my stuff in like a bote of water. And then she like, the next morning I woke up and I was waste, like I was just done. I was like so hungover. I showered. My mom was like, you want me to make you breakfast? I was like, no, absolutely not. I don't want to look at food for the rest of my life. And then I like go in the bathroom and I like showered and then I come out and then I told my mom, I like came out of the bathroom and I was like, Mom. And she's like, what? And I was like, where's my phone? And she was like, what phone? And I was like, my brownie phone that I got before I came here. And she was like, the BlackBerry? And I was like, yep. She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, it was in my pocket last night. And I see on my mom's face, she knew she fucked up because she had thrown my clothes in like this bucket. Bucket, that's the word. She threw my clothes in a bucket of water. I could see it on my mom's face. And she goes, what? And I was like, my phone. She's like, where was it? And I was like, in my pants. And she's like, oh, no. That's what she said. She goes, oh, no. And I was like, why? Where's my pants? She's like, in a bucket. And I was like, where? She's like, of water. And I was like,
why?
She's like, because you were throwing up. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, where the fuck is the bucket of water? And she's like, it's here. And so she takes me to the bucket of water and I pull my pants, my jeans, straight out of the water, pull them out. And then I put my hand in the pocket and I pull my BlackBerry out and I hold it up and there's just water coming out of it. And the mom goes, like it was in a fucking SNL skit. My mom's standing behind me and she goes, do you want to put it in a jar of rice? Do you think it'll turn on? I'm like, it's been in a jar of water for fucking 12 hours, Mom. How the fuck do you think this one's going to turn on? And then that's the story of how I fucked up my BlackBerry. And that's the story of how I broke my grandma's toilet. And the next day, my mom's like, you have to pay your grandma for the toilet. I was like, obviously, Mom. And me and my cousins had to pay. Like, me and my two cousins paid for, like, the toilet reserve that they had to fucking buy. And it was, like, $6 each, which was not a big deal. But it was, like, I can never live that down. Every time that I drink with my family, they're like, you better not break the toilet. And I'm like, can you guys fuck off? Oh, it was the worst thing. Anyway, you guys also asked for this, what my favorite book is. My favorite book is The Savage Detectives by Roberto Bolaño. Which I read when I was in high school, and I got really into that book when I got really into Frida Kahlo, and that book in Frida Kahlo really made me fall in love with my culture, because when I went to Mexico City for the first time, I tried to find, like, things that were in the book. Roberto Bolaño is not even, like, a Mexican writer. He's from Chile, and so, but that book is based in Mexico, and that book made me fall in love with my culture, and Frida Kahlo made me fall in love with my culture. The first time that I was in Frida's house, like, I cried because she was never the, like, picture of beauty. She had, like, a unibrow and a mustache, and she was perfect, and being in the same house that she was born and died in, just, I couldn't believe that somebody that was more broken than I was could define, you know, a culture, and it just made me feel beautiful, and so I look up to her a lot. My guilty foods, because you guys knew that I heard about, like, I talked about In-N-Out versus Whataburger. My guilty food is, like, hands down, I love hash browns. I'm so sorry. McDonald's hash browns, just give me all of them. They're so good. I love tater tots from, you know, Sonic. You try to win my heart over, like, take me to fucking Sonic and buy me some fucking tater tots. I love Chick-fil-A. It's so good. I don't want to be with people, but Chick-fil-A's really good. I also, like, I always tell people, like, my favorite things in the whole world are, like, hash browns and avocados. I love avocados. I love them. I'm so sorry. I love guac. It's the best. But I also love avocado. I'm one of those people that can, like, eat an avocado raw, and I'm just like, oh, something, my music choice versus, like, what I used to listen to before. The Blood Brothers is my favorite band in high school. I also really love, like, Horse the Band, Glassjaw. I used to listen to, like, a lot of hardcore bands, and now I just, like, listen to, like, Portugal the Man and, like, Rosalia, which is, like, the Spanish singer, and I love her, and she's amazing, and I don't know, my music, I listen to, like, Tyler Creator, like, Mr. Grinch thing. He, like, did a cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch recently, and I was like, oh my God, it's so good. I'm just stupid. I don't know. But yeah, I used to listen to, like, a lot of hardcore. I still listen to it a lot. Like, Me Without You, Some Girls, Glassjaw, The Blood Brothers. I also really love, like, American Football. I don't know. I listen to a lot of stuff. And there was another one you guys asked me about. I don't remember. If I'd share any of my writings with you guys, I don't know if I would ever do that, just because, like, when I write, I feel really vulnerable, and I'm very, very specific about who I share with, but maybe someday I'll write something about this sub, and then you guys can listen. Anyway, I'm just, like, really drunk. I need to pee, so I'm gonna go. So, oh my God, I don't know if any of you guys are gonna listen to this. I'm so sorry if you do, because I'm a mess. If you don't, then you're not listening to this right now. Also, I talked about a lot of, like, Mexican-American stuff. I'm sorry if you voted for Trump. I'm very sorry if you're offended by this. Actually, I'm not, because your president offends me. He's my president too, because I'm from America. But you voted for him, so you offend me more than he does. Anyway, oh my God, you're probably gonna downvote this. I'm very sorry. Please don't downvote this, because I just don't like Trump. You're probably a very nice person. Who knows? I'm just gonna stop talking now. Yeah, bye.